I want you to take your Bible this morning and turn with me to Psalm number 49. Psalm number 49, and we'll only read a few of the verses from this particular Psalm. Psalm number 49 and from the verse 1. Psalm 49 and verse 1. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. And with the word of God open, let's seek the Lord's face now in prayer. Father in heaven, we come to thee, and we thank you, Lord, for the Bible. We thank thee for the canon of Scripture that you've given to us. And we pray, Lord, as we come to study thy word in the moments that we have left, we pray, Lord, this day that thou will come down among us. Lord, we pray that the glory of the Lord will fill the house. And Lord, this day, as we proclaim thy word that you have given to us, Lord, give us the power. Holy Ghost from heaven, come and infill us and work through us this day. Give us words that will prevail. And Lord, may this day be a day of blessing and a day of visitation for this company of people even on the hill. Lord, come and draw near to us now. And Spirit of the living God, fall afresh in us, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. I want us this morning, in this time that we have left, I want us to look at the theme, the precious old gospel message. It's always good for the child of God and for those that gather in God's house to once again hear the message of the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ, before he left the scene of time, and we read this morning from Matthew chapter 28, we read the desire of the Lord for his disciples and for those who would take up his work to go and spread the message of salvation, the gospel message. You know, today there's an importance that people get back to the preaching of the Word of God. There's a great falling away today concerning the theme of the message of the gospel. People would rather hear another message today, and the Bible tells us and warns us of those even in the last times that will come with another gospel. They will come with a false gospel. They will come with a gospel that will lead men further away from salvation than leading them to salvation. They will give them a message that will suit their ears. You see, people today love to be told how good they are, and why they love to be praised today, and so on. And yet when it comes to the gospel message is good news. I'm glad today in God's house we have good news to tell. Child of God, are you glad today you heard that good news? If you are, say amen. That's good, you're awake. We sing a little chorus sometimes up on Highfield Road when we're putting when the girls are going to bed. And they love that chorus, good news, Christ Jesus died for me. The boys and girls know it. And you know, today there is great news to tell. We're living in a society today where there's bad news always around, where it seems man is getting more wicked. You turn on the TV and you hear of wars and rumors of wars and fighting around. And yet today, there is wonderful news for this world. Because you will see here, the gospel message is good news for the whosoever. We read this morning in verses 1 and 2, and it says, hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. The Lord wanted this message to go into all the world. He wanted His people to go into all the world. And when we turn to the book of Acts chapter 1, we read that it concerning Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the world. You know, God has a message for everyone in this world today. We sang this morning concerning the news of salvation. Jesus saved, Jesus saves. That wonderful hymn tells us about going to the islands of this world. And you know, there's no greater message for the tribal person today than the good news of salvation. There's no better message for the affluent society today in which some of us live, or the great cities, or the great continents of the world today, than the good news of salvation is this, that Jesus saves. You know, today, the Lord's plan is this, that His world would hear this great message. Do you hear the emphasis that says, hear this, all you people? This is an important message. There are many messages that you get from day to day. There are many phone calls that you may listen to and the stories that come, but let me say to you today in this house, whether you're saved or unsaved, here's a message that God wants proclaimed to others, and I ask you, are you part of that proclaiming the good news of salvation? You know, it's wonderful today to those who listen into the service, even on the internet service from other parts of the world. Those who get the radio ministry work, let the Bible speak, and they get the letters from all parts of the world, and they're hearing the message of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord has a plan and a purpose for this message, and it's for the world. It's a worldwide message. It's a message here, you will note, for all walks of life. Because look at verse 2, it says, both low and high, rich and poor together. This is a message today for everyone in this house. As you're sitting in God's house today, unsaved, in God's house, let me say to you, there is no greater message you can hear from the pulpit today than this, that the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. There's no greater message for an outside world today that is dying. You turn on the news every day and somebody else has died, haven't they? Another catastrophe has taken place. Another disaster has happened in some other place. And my people are being wiped out. And you know, there's a message that needs to get out there. And this is a very important message, a gospel message concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter who we are. Whether low or high. It's for the down and out on the street. You know, I love the message of salvation because it's no respecter of persons. You know, if you haven't even hardly a pound in your pocket, thank God salvation can save you. I'm glad of that because, friend, if it was dependent on my bank balance to be saved, I'd be lost. If you had a deal with my money, it wouldn't take too long to count. And it's taken lesser now when you have 3 girls. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ came to the low, didn't He? Do you remember one day this woman sat on a well and it says the Lord must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go. Why? Because He needed this woman to hear this wonderful message. And my all, she had tried all the sins of the day and she had man after man after man. She was renowned for her sinfulness. And my, even when the disciples came back and saw the Lord Jesus Christ talking to this low person of society, my, do you know who you're talking to? Do you realize who you've been speaking to? This woman's the talk of the area. The Lord knew exactly because He knew exactly her sin. But the Lord came to where she was at. Maybe today you feel the lowest of society. I'll tell you this today, this gospel message is for the drug addict. This gospel message is for the drunkard. This gospel message is for the tramp in the street. I was in Donaghadee a few Sundays ago and I was speaking concerning God's wonderful salvation. And my man came and he says, you know, it's wonderful to hear that again. You know, it's amazing where the Lord saves us from. I says, well, it is. It's amazing what the Lord does. And like you, as you see that man there, and I says, I do indeed. Hold on to connect myself up. Getting excited now. And he says, do you see that man there? That man there was saved on a park bench. Well, I says, not me. And he pointed, and he says, you see that man there? I says, I do. He says, he was saved in prison. You know he's a Free Presbyterian, he liked the 3 P's, the park bench, the prison. And then he says, you see me? I do. He saved me in a pig house. Not wonderful today? And child, in this meeting, the Lord can save you. Little ones in God's house today, thank God this is the message for you. Even not only for those in the low of society, those even low in age group. Jesus loves you today. And praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ one day went to the little ones in society too. My, and He took them on His knees and He put His hands upon them and He blessed them. For He loves them. And you note also for the high. Oh, this is for the one that sits in authority. This is a message for those that are even in government circles today. These are those who sit even to rule kingdoms today. It's for the high as well. It's for the wealthy, the businessman today as well. You may be here today and you're maybe are a business person. Maybe you're high up on the ladder of your career. And you're doing well. And you've everything that life has to offer. Let me say to you, I say to you today, the greatest thing that you could possess today is salvation in your heart. This. It's for the low, it's for the rich, it's for the poor, and praise God, it's for everyone. It's for you today. The gospel of saving grace. The message. Do you see who it's for? What is this message then? If it's such an important message then, Philip, if it's such a message that has to get out, if it's been the message that the Lord has commissioned His church to get out into all parts of the world, then what does this message consist? Three things very quickly this morning. First of all, the message consists of redemption by the blood of Christ. You look at verse 8 and it says, "For the redemption of your soul is precious and it ceaseth forever." Redemption by the blood of Christ. You know, today there are messages going around. There are gospels being proclaimed today. And my, there are gospels with no salvation in it. There are gospels with blood not mentioned in them. And there are gospels today that my are no warning to the unsaved of their need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me say to you, thank God today you're in a house that believes in the preaching of the precious blood. Friend, today, you're only saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Redemption through the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. The preciousness of your soul is important. You will see that emphasized, for the redemption of your soul is precious. Do you know today that inside you, you have a precious soul? Young man, in God's house this morning, maybe last night out in the things of the world, young woman in the same predicament, maybe an older person here, maybe in God's house today, do you know today that you have a soul and it is very precious? People put preciousness on things today. If you read on in this psalm, you will see that those things pass away. You will see that those things will all be left behind, but there's one thing that will live on, and it's your soul. People look at art today, and now they'll put expensive prices on art effects. Or they come to property today, and my, they start estimating the amount that it would take to put such a property up, and my, how precious that comes to them, and they'll do everything for the home. Let me say to you, I don't care what sort of ornaments you have in the home, I don't care what carpet you may put your foot on, let me say to you today, there is something that will live on past your house's existence, will live on past the beauty of your home, and it's this, it's your precious soul. What shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul? Now you listen in to all the world today and the financial end of the world and what every country's trying to make and what profit they're trying to do. And my, it's all round economics today and materialism today. And yet they lose out on the wonderful message that they have a precious soul that will live on past what they see as precious today. People put their preciousness in riches.
You know, and let me say to you today, riches will not save you. People today, they think, well, I'll put it in my religion. My religion will be good enough. I'll go to this and I'll do that and do the other. You know, friend, there's those even in God's house today, and they love this church and they stand by the minister of this church and they would nearly shake your hand going out through the door and say, that was a good message on the blood. And yet today, you're not saved yourself. Redemption through the blood. And if you're in God's house today and you're depending on something else or someone else for salvation, let me say to you, there's only salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what walk you come from. Doesn't matter what sort of society sees you as you are. Because you see, man looks on the outward appearance. You might look well. You might sound well. You might have the best of energy and strength that anyone would wish to have. But see, God looks upon the heart. And as He looks upon the heart today, He sees the preciousness of that soul. And there's only redemption through the blood. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to shed His blood. Thank God today on this morning of resurrection. We can look back at the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look back to that day when the Lord Jesus Christ was before the rulers of the day and religious rulers and political rulers. And each and every one of them, as they examined His life, they found no fault, but they didn't still want to have anything to do with Him. We have a nation today that has nothing to do with God, wants nothing to do with God, doesn't even want to worship God even on His day. Breaking the Sabbath day in every angle and from every part. No time for God. And even in the Christ day, even before Pilate and Herod and so on, it was the same. And there on the cross, and the crown of thorns on His head, and the nails in His hands and His feet, and the spear into the side, and the spitting of wicked men on His face. I'll tell you this, there's nothing as filthy and as degrading as someone spitting right in your face. And that's exactly what they did in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, today, every time you turn your back on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, know what you're doing? You're spitting again in His face. You're trampling again your foot, that precious blood. You're just like those who put the nails into His hands and feet. You might say, I wasn't there, yes. But remember this, He took your sin upon His own body on the tree. Oh, you were there all right. You most certainly were there. And the spear into His side and those thorns into His beautiful brow. And the one who walked among them and done wonderful miracles. And they watched Him heal the sick. And make the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. And even raise the dead to life again. That very man they cast into the cross. And I'll tell you this, if He was about this day walking among us, they would still do the same again. There's a message here, and it's the message of redemption. The price has been paid. Thank God today the price was paid at Calvary. Thank God there on the cross the Lord Jesus Christ shed His precious blood to wash your sin and my sin away. And there's people in God's house can say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Redemption through the blood of Christ. This is a message that this world needs to hear. This is a message that you need to hear this morning. Oh, maybe you're here and you're unsaved. Maybe you only come to God's house on the Lord's Day morning because it's only for the believers. And I will not be back tonight because that's all about salvation and being born again. Well, I'll tell you this morning, whether you like it or not, if you're not saved, if you have never been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, then you are in a most dangerous condition indeed. Redemption through the blood. I don't care how much you love the minister, or love me, or love elders, or love this church, or what you'd even do for this church, friend. Let me say to you, if you haven't been washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not saved, nor will you be saved. Redemption through His blood. Not only that, but you'll also see the gospel message, not only redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, but thank God, resurrection by the power of Christ. If you turn to the verse 15 of Psalm 49, you will see this emphasized, "But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for He shall receive me, Selah." You know, not only is the gospel message one of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, not is it only one of the theme of the blood of the Savior, but thank God the gospel has the resurrection in it as well. Thank God today, and as we meet in this house, there is life and there's hope in the gospel. Why? Because Jesus Christ is alive. If you believe that, say amen. Because let me say to you, to be saved, you must believe in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious blood. But you must also believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the grave. And praise God, on the Lord's Day, He rose again. Turn to Matthew 28 for a few moments. We read there this morning the tail end of those verses. But look at Matthew 28 at the beginning. And it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre." And verse 6 says, "He is not here, for He is risen as He said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." There's resurrection in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's life in the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us, "A thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." You know, there's life in Christ today. Oh, you might say, "Oh, Philip, now hold on. My, there's life in the things of the world." They may show that there's life in the things of the world, but the end is destruction. If I took you down the town last evening, even at the early hours of the morning, yes, at the beginning of the evening, there looked to be life in the things of the world. There looked to be excitement out there. There looked to be something worth living for out there. And yet if I had took you down the town about 1 or 2 o'clock or maybe later in the morning, I can tell you, you would see the difference what the world has to offer. But yet the Lord has come to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. You know, there's no greater message to a dying world than the message of salvation, the message of resurrection. Because thank God today the tomb is empty. And praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven. And listen to me, one day He's coming again. My, I'm glad of that. My, I'm glad I'm not here in this old world forever. Would you want to be in this world forever? Would you? My, you go to people today and my, their life's in ruins and my, death has come again to many homes. And decay is all around and disease is everywhere. Tell me this, to be honest this morning, without even thinking of salvation, would you like to be living a long time in a place like this? Would you? I can tell you this, it's not a bright place, is it? Now you go to the one today that has been told, "My, you have cancer and you, there might be something we can do or there's something that." Let me tell you this, they're not laughing today. You go to a home this morning where the man has come in and he's beaten the wife and he's destroyed the little children and they've heard the fights going on and the bruises and the pains and the aches are to tell. Tell me this, do you think that's a place people like to live in? Or you go to the one today that is overcome with the drugs of this world, all types of them, and their body is wrecked and ruined, and the old organs are going to bits. You tell me this morning, is that life? You look out on your TV screen and you look at places where I have been bombarded by the bombs and shooting and so on. And may you go to those homes today that have lost loved ones in bombs. Or have had limbs blown off or shot off. I'll tell you this today, they're not having a happy time, are they? And yet people are living today thinking that they're in life itself when they're only living and dabbling in the things of death. I'm telling you now, this world is coming to an end. People may laugh at it. They did when Noah's day. But I'll tell you this, it came, they weren't laughing then. And God has promised He's coming again. He's risen indeed. He's a living Savior. And He wants to give you life this morning, young person. Man and woman sitting in this house, maybe you've sat for years and you've heard the preacher time and time again, our pastor proclaiming the message, and yet today you're still unsaved. And if you died in your sin, where Christ is, you'll never be. And yet you're happy to sit where you are. You're happy just to go on as you are, and yet your life hangs when the Lord Jesus Christ rose again to give us eternal life. Resurrection by the power of Christ. And I'll tell you this, Jesus Christ is coming again. You read, I haven't time to do it this morning, but 1 Corinthians 15, and you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and you read there of the coming of the Lord, and He's coming in majesty. And He's coming in glory. He's coming in splendor. He's coming by the resurrection of the believer will be a glorious day for the child of God. I'm looking for that day when I'll reach heaven. I'm looking for that day where I'm going to the land of the blessed. But the resurrection of the unbeliever is a fearful thing, to fall into the hands of an angry God. But that's the gospel message. This is the gospel He wants His world to hear. That's what it says in Psalm 49. This is the message that He wants you to hear. This is the message that He wants us to go to a dying world with, to give them hope and give them salvation, is this, that Jesus Christ has died and His blood can wash their sin away, no matter how low in society or high in society they be. That the resurrection is theirs to enjoy, because He's come to give life eternal. And then also the message is this, and with this I close this morning, the retribution for the rejection of Christ. Verse 19 of the Psalm 49 tells us here, it says, He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. See, that word He means soul. That word He there can be translated soul. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. God putting the lights out in your life. And you know, friend, we are going to the world with this message, not only of salvation, not only of resurrection, but also to remind them there's a day coming when they'll stand before God and they'll answer to Him. There's a day coming when this world will come to an end. There's a day coming when we will be removed from the things we once enjoyed, the things we spent time in, and will be in eternity before the judge. You may not have time for these things here below, but I'll tell you this, you'll have all eternity to think about them when you're gone. Go on to the place where there's no more light. The light will go out. The light of your life will end. I have only read a list of names this morning to prove to you how light can go out from a person's life. And someday we could be reading it about you. Someday the pastor could list your family names. And where will you be? Where will you spend eternity? Unsaved person, we don't preach this salvation just to pass an hour in God's house. This is a message from the Lord. This is a message that not only He wants you to hear, but He wants the world to hear, because one day that world will stand before Him. And in the book of Revelation it tells us one day there'll be those who'll cry to the rocks of the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the face of the wrath of the Lamb. What a day that'll be. And yet a people privileged with hearing the message. There's ones who are still to hear. And yet you have been so blessed and privileged to hear it. Your hell will be greater. Oh, friend, today there's a world dying out there, and it's up to us as believers to get out and witness for the Lord. The Lord told His disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. What is the gospel? It's a gospel that we find here: redemption, resurrection, and retribution. And that's the message we have to go with, to tell men and women how they need Christ for salvation. If that would have been you on Cookstown Road yesterday, I'll tell you this, it could be you even today. How sad it would be that even someone from this house, even hearing this message this morning, would leave God's house and even go down the road, and this could happen, and be taken out into eternity before you even get home for dinner. It could happen. Where will you be in eternity? Child of God, may we get a burden for the lost. May this day we say, Lord, with Your help and with Your grace, we'll go out and tell others their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll bring to them the old gospel message, the One who's mighty to save. May the Lord burden it upon our hearts. And may we go to dying men and dying women to give them wonderful news and wonderful life through Jesus Christ. And that we'll have the joy of pointing many to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. May the Lord bless His word to your heart. Let's seek His face in prayer. And as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, maybe you're here in God's house today and you're not saved. Maybe today you're listening into the service and you're not saved. Oh, you've maybe heard something about the gospel. Or maybe your preacher has given to you another gospel which is not the right gospel. Let me say to you today, friend, there is only one gospel message, and it's this one that we have brought to your attention today: salvation through Christ. And Christ alone. Cleansing through the blood. And some of you are here and you've heard it many times, and yet today you're not saved. Will you not come to the Lord today? Because one day you will answer to Him. There's one day you will stand before Him. And not only will He put your light out in your life, but the light will have gone out for all eternity. There'll be those resurrected to life and glory. But in John 5 it tells us there'll be those who be resurrected to the place of damnation. It's real.
It's an important message. It's an urgent message. It's God's message for a dying world. What are you going to do this day? Will you come? I'll be in the minister's room after I shake hands at the door. Speak to me at the door. Stay where you're at. I'll come down the aisle, call, and I'll go to the minister's room. But friend, today, this is the gospel of saving grace. May you come to Christ. Young person, give up your sin and strain and come back to the Lord. He's willing to pardon. It's found in His blood. Father in heaven, write your word upon every life and heart. Lord, we thank Thee for the gospel today that sets men free. Lord, we pray that every child of Thine will this day dedicate their lives to Thee and say, Lord, with Your help, I'm going through with Thee, and Lord, I'm going to take this message to my loved ones, to my neighbours, to those in the surrounding area, and tell them of the mighty to save. And for those that are not saved here today, Lord, bring them to Yourself. Lord, how sad it would be that they would leave a gospel preaching house and go out into a lost eternity where they never see light again. Oh God, be merciful. Lord, if there's a backslider in God's house today, bring them back into the fellowship and fold again. And Lord, they'll enjoy the fullness of Thy salvation. Lord, be with us now as we part. Take us to our homes in safety. And Lord, if we never meet again this side of heaven, may we all meet in a land that is fairer than day. Lord, speak on, we pray. Even as the voice of man is silent, bring souls to Yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.